This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Your host, over the president. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get on the, look, get involved, get engaged, do something more than just sitting there yelling at your, I don't know what it is, your computer, your phone, your radio, whatever it is you're yelling at, you're listening on. I do appreciate the time, though, that you are spending with me, very much so. I am Joe Messina, your host. Again, you're listening to The Real Side. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Lots going on. Lots going on in the news. I can't keep up with it. And some of the stuff that should scare you to no end. To prove to you that we can't stop anything. Or pretty much can't stop anything. I'm going to talk more later on about probably the second hour. You know, Senator Rand Paul today. He confronted Joe Biden's transgender HHS nominee over genital mutilation, which is what it is. You know, what's really funny is now, again, it's actually not funny. I need to stop saying that. You're right. It's not funny. It's sad. The fact that they can ignore science when they feel like it, or in certain issues or what have you, when it comes to climate change and it comes to the vaccine, it comes to the transgenderism, they can totally ignore science and it's okay. If they even perceive or think or have a hint as far as they're concerned that we are ignoring science, all of a sudden life comes to a screeching halt, doesn't it? Doesn't it? I mean, seriously, think about it. They'll come after us with, for lack of a better term, guns a-blazing. And it just doesn't stop there. Cuomo's stepping in. Well, he's been stepping in it for a long time. You've got to be a thug for so long before it catches up with you. And even his own people are coming out against him. About time, don't you think? Seriously? Does he resign? Or do they take him out through impeachment? What do you think? I'm really curious as to what some of you think. I mean, I've lost so much faith in the system that I think I'm still going back to what I've always said or what I've been saying for a while now. It'll end up coming to a civil war of some kind. You know, maybe the days of the late 60s, early 70s, where they had these sit-ins and all kinds of crazy stuff going on. The Dems have forgotten about that. But even so, I'm going to go back to it again. You're going to have civil disobedience like we've never seen before. And now I'm hearing other people say it. Joe Biden's not the one running the country. It's extremely obvious. I mean, wasn't this going to be the centrist? Wasn't this going to be the middle-of-the-road guy? The guy that was going to unify America? That's right, going to unify everybody. You know, a friend of the show, Larry Greenfield, recently wrote a piece about the threat from China, stating that it was real. Not only was it real, but does he have the ability to rise to the occasion? Joe had a two-hour Lunar New Year phone call with Chinese President Xi, right? Biden said that the China may eat our lunch. Well, that was back in his statement that he contradicted May 1st in 2019. He was downplaying the increasing Chinese threat in which Biden said, hey, China's going to eat our lunch. Come on, man. I mean, you know, they're not bad folks. Well, guess what? He even said they're no competition for us. So I don't know what planet he was on, what he was thinking, or where he was coming from. Lousy, he's got a lousy, lousy, lousy foreign policy stance. You know, and Joe, when it comes to foreign affairs, I mean, seriously, the only foreign affairs he has is how to move the money from, you know, China, Ukraine, or anywhere else like that into American dollars, into his bank account. Although, I guess he doesn't have that problem. He runs it through his son and a few other companies, right? Now, Biden would do well if he would look his just to reverse his long record of appeasement of China. I mean, him and Oblamo, both of them. Anybody think that Obama's really pushing most of this? I don't. I don't think he's, first of all, I don't think he's got the smarts. And secondly, he's too busy, you know, enjoying the money he has. At least that's what I think. But he goes on to say that, Larry goes on to say that the West has long been repulsed by China's one-child policy, right? The gender-side policy. Systematic human rights abuse against women and girls, including forced sterilization, birth control surgeries, and the insertion of intrauterine devices. The Chinese regime, they oppress Tibetans, right? Turkic Muslims, ethnic, because I can't pronounce that. There's a couple of them. Oh, so many. Right? Christians in the Henan province. They're trying to erase minority cultures throughout China, including pulling them into slave labor markets. Right? They lock up people like crazy in re-education. We know they do all this. Right? I don't know what to call it, torture. They re-educate people through torture. By pulling back food on them, sleep deprivation, gang rapes. We know this is done. They don't deny any of it. They know it's done. We know it's done. So explain to me, how are we going to get along with them? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Zoe joins me after the break. If you don't know who I'm talking about, then you have to come back to find out. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief. relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate your time with me. And, well, let me just bring him on because I have so much fun with him when he's on with me. Who is it? I don't know. Alfonso Rachel. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. And, you know, we've got a lot of crazy stuff going on, including this Equality Act. That may not be so equal. I don't know.
Another one?
you didn't hear about the Equality Act?
Well, I don't know, man. That's why I'm asking, man. Is there another one? Because are they trying to make an Equality Act for all the like the new genders and stuff like that? It's like trying to make equal.
Oh yeah. Let's not stop there. That's on the paper. I mean, we got to go all the way. I mean, it really is pushing the fact that you can't discriminate. or what they perceive as discrimination, Catholic institutions, Christian institutions are going to have to welcome with open arms same-sex marriage couples, gay and lesbian couples or what have you, into the church, into positions of authority in the church.
Good, man. Because if there's one place that they need to be, it's definitely in church. Y'all need Jesus. And I hope that, and if they're really honest about it and they read that, because I know that they think that, well, Jesus was all accepted of it and he ate and drank with sinners and stuff like that. It's like, but they came to his table to be changed. They didn't come to be accepted as they are. He said personally, you're sick. So it's like he said, yeah, you're sick and you need to not sin anymore. Yeah. But they leave all that stuff out and they think that, no, Jesus just accepts them as they are. And it's like, no, it don't work that. No, honey, it don't work that way.
Well, come on. Now, Jesus was all about, he wore sandals and he wore a robe. He walked on the beach, in the sand. And,
sandals, not heels.
Right. He hung out by the lake, right, all the time, You know
sure.
He feed 5,000 people, didn't ask them for any money. I mean, he was the man, right?
Yeah, he was indeed a man. And like I said, man, he wore sandals. He didn't wear heels, man. He was the man. That man made men and women. He didn't make them to interchange or anything like that. He made them to be one flesh, but he didn't make them to like switch around and stuff like that. Like Transformers or Legos or something like that. You can't just be switching parts on each other and stuff like that.
The assistant HHS services for the country, which I just can't do it. I've seen that person out so many times. I go, oh my God, really? It is transgender. I really don't know how to refer to him or her. I don't know which way it goes sometimes. I get thoroughly confused.
Was that Rachel Levine?
Bottom line with it is, what's that?
With the so-called Rachel Levine, Richard.
That's right.
Rachel Levine, who had a Richard cut off, or which I don't know.
Oh, so really, we're gonna name it too? Seriously? I mean, Walt Heyer, double transgender buddy, and he calls it Snoopy. He says once you have Snoopy lopped off, you can't put it back on. But he's got a great story. I got to bring him on the show some night. And the gay and lesbian community, transgender community, when he was first searching for what the hole in his heart was all about, and he was sure that he was a woman born in a man's body, took him years to come to the conclusion, or they helped him come to the conclusion that he needed the operation. They helped him with the money. They helped him go through the operation. They helped him go through everything. He was still suicidal years later, and the doctors told him, well, he just hasn't got used to his new body. He just needs the whole nine yards, whatever. Well, if he was born that way, he was born a female trapped in a male body, then what was the problem? And ultimately, he went back. He realized what the mistake was. He went back. He got psychiatric care. He saw it. He's fine. And guess who he knows now? He knows Jesus now. So, and he's helping about 300 male and females every month he counsels with to help them through their mental disorder. And that's not Joe's terminology. It's called gender dysphoria, right?
Indeed, man. And that's... it's unfortunate that we're held back from, telling these folks the truth, man, and we want to speak, truth and love to these people. We may kid around with it, man, but it's a serious issue.
Yep.
And just like you said, these people, they're seeking fulfillment in something totally false, that goes against the laws of nature, goes against their biology. There's a natural ordinance to these things. And we're trying to tell you, it's like, y'all, don't lie to yourself. Don't try to seek some sort of peace or happiness in this. It's not real. And it's like a shame that people will go through all these surgeries and all this psychology and all these hormones and stuff like that to try to convince their body that it's something that it's not, rather than just doing the work to, hey, remind your body that this is actually what it is, and then go from there. And there's work that can be done as far as that goes. But, we're told to just stay out of the way and not only lead these people to a fantasy that we have to submit to their fantasy as well. We have to forfeit reality and just accommodate them. And it's like, no, man, that just does not work.
You know what's funny about this is again, they beat on guys like you and me about science. that we don't believe in science because we believe in God. So we couldn't possibly believe in science. And yet, they themselves reject science.
Yeah.
They themselves reject, you know, this thing with the kids right now about the mental health issues through this, because they're not going to school and they're not being with their friends or what have you. They are, for all intents and purposes, ignoring that.
Yeah.
Because the numbers, COVID or non-COVID or what have you, kids would be safer going back to school instead of having to deal with this mental health for the next decade.
Yeah, unfortunately, though, a lot of these mental problems are being taught in school anyway. So, I'm not sure if school is the
same. I knew you were going to go down that road. I knew it when it was sliding off my tongue. That's where you were going to go.
Yeah, I tell you what, man. I don't have any problem because, you know, some people are talented to teach. It's not that I have an issue with public school or anything like that, but I'm more concerned about getting Jesus back in school than I am getting kids back in school because the part of the public schooling is a culprit of what's happening to the decline of our culture because there's some people in there, they're using the opportunity to indoctrinate people to a gross level.
Yeah, it's funny you should say that, though. It is true. When the kids are in school, what they're being taught, what they're not being taught, how they're, you know, I mean, there's a whole bunch of, you know, them being pulled away from the norm. And God forbid you use the word norm. They go crazy on you because they don't want to hear about normality. You know, later on in the show, I'm actually going to talk more in detail about this person that is actually advocating for sex changes for children. Not just saying it's possible or what have you, but what's his name? What is this person's name again? I forgot.
Herms?
Huh?
Richard.
Anyway, the deal here is that she's actually suggesting that kids are given hormone blockers from the get-go.
Yeah.
Until they decide what they want to be. Because, you know,
wow.
Kids are so smart and so fast and they can, you know, they're so mature. We actually should give them guns right outside the womb, shouldn't we? Driver's licenses, guns, I mean, a whole bunch of stuff. Anyway.
Why not?
I'm Joe, senior host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is now calling for an investigation into the allegations of sexual harassment against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. De Blasio called the allegations, which were made by former aide Lindsay Boylan, quote, disturbing. He said, if it's true, it's unacceptable.
When a woman comes forward with this kind of very specific allegations, they have to be taken seriously.
Five New York State Republican senators are demanding a full investigation by New York's Attorney General in a letter writing, this investigation should also include a review of the alleged actions taken by executive chamber staff members and loyalists to try and intimidate the alleged victim and other women into remaining silent. Governor Cuomo said he's denying any wrongdoing of any kind. He said all of the accusations are false. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
Hey, 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 mambo, mambo, Italiano, hey, mambo.
We are, what is it, like mambo, an Irish mambo? Italiano, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and do so much. I do appreciate your time. Let's welcome him back again. Alfonso Rachel joins us, lovingly referred to as Zoe. And Zoe, where do they get your music and see the Bible study and so much more?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and they can catch the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, my music project, 20 Pound Sledge, got books, and yeah, folks, come and check it out.
That Zopium Den, that sounds a little risque there, like, you know, it's got a little drug overtone to it. I don't know. You got to change that name, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, the holy hookah is loaded in there, man. Come and get a token ass scripture smoke.
We were talking about Rachel Levine, the assistant HHS secretary. I think that they went ahead and confirmed the nomination today. But you know, if people, this is where people really don't understand when they vote for a guy like Joe Biden, how far it takes. I mean, I am still two things. I am still totally floored by the fact that devout Jews actually vote for him, and devout Christians, I'll put it that way, voted for him. All right? Here's a man who doesn't believe in any kind of sexual anything, right? I mean, you can be whatever you want to be. When my mom said, Joe, you can be whatever you wanted to be, I didn't know she meant this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. And you know, here's somebody got mad on his side of the aisle that his Catholicism or his faith was being questioned, or how faithful he was. And I'm going, wait a minute, the guy stands for nothing in Scripture. I mean, am I missing something here? I know I'm being judgmental, but whatever.
Not at all, man. Yeah. And you know, that's a culture. That's what comes out of people constantly being told, you know, you got to believe in yourself and you can be anything that you want to be. Believe in yourself. And it's like, okay, well, if we're so busy believing in ourselves, there's not much room to believe in God. And we're pursuing our own plan instead of you know, living up to, you know, the things that God gave us to be and do. And our pursuits end up being becoming perverted and selfish. So, you know, it's not to say that God doesn't give you, you know, you have a sense of these talents. And now people may have an idea of, well, I really feel the urge to do this. I really feel like I'm called to do this. And it's like, yeah, there's lots of things that people may want to do, but it may not be the right thing to do. That's where it goes down back to you might want to believe in God more than you're believing in yourself. That way you can actually do the right thing with the abilities that he's given you. So, you know.
Well, I don't know if you can hear this or not, but you have to remember that these people, you know, they grew up with, you know, this 80s probably right in there with, you know, stuff like, I think this. Can you hear this? Hold on. I love these. It never goes
They're quiet. A good thing. I am entitled to my share of happiness. I deserve good thing. I am entitled to my share of happiness. I refuse to beat myself up. I am an attractive person. I am fun to be with.
Daily Affirmation with Stuart Smalley. Stuart Smalley is a caring nurturer, a member of several 12-step programs, but not a licensed therapist.
I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people.
And this is what they... thank God you had no liquid in your mouth. I mean, they grew up with this stuff, listening to this stuff for real. You know, what's that new movement? I know I'm going to offend a bunch of people. I don't care. There's some kind of new movement out there, fairly new anyway, which is you make it your own. Your life is what you know what I mean? Is that whole movement out there. Like, if I feel it's right and it's good for me and it makes me feel good, then that's my religious belief. That's for me. You have no boundaries.
What is that? That kind of like a YOLO 2.0? I mean, you know, people have been. You know, we just every generation, like, you know, tries to find some new way to call it. But everybody's, you know, trying to, you know, seek their destiny and stuff like that. And, you know, and don't get me wrong, man. It's like we have aspirations. We have ideas of, you know, of what we want to do with our lives and stuff like that. And that's not a bad thing. You know, but the problem is that we do it in this with this self-serving mindset. You know, it's you know, people that they're just out to get theirs, and they try to act like they're all about community and they're all about their brothers keepers and stuff like that. It's like no, you're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
Your life is all about this narcissistic self-focused pursuit and stuff like that. And whatever it is that you want to do, that's fine. Whether you want to be a lawyer, a fireman, or a doctor, or whichever, do it. You know, but. You know, a good place to start is doing it for the service and glory of the Lord. And in that, your fellow man benefits the most from it.
Agreed. I mean, you're making it hard for me to argue. Give me something to argue about. but I want to get back to Levine.
My shirt is copper. It's not pink, like you were saying
I
earlier.
I still say it's pink. Okay. And your wife is in the chat room. Is that a pink shirt he's got? Is that really? Does he really think that that's copper? Anyhow.
Copper.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. So Levine says that if more minors were granted the access to puberty blockers, and then they were allowed to have the sex transitions, it would lower suicide rate amongst trans teens. Now, here's the thing, and not that any life is not worth it. So let's not go down that road, okay? But what percentage of kids are we talking? Teens are we talking about? Number one. Number two is he has nothing. That points to any study on this. However, there are plenty of studies, you know, among many, you know, mental health organizations that say 92% of these kids, when they're left alone, come back to their original gender. All right? So if 8% are hanging out there, then those are the 8% you work with later on. Not at 7 years old. I'm listening to these parents and mothers and whoever talking about trying to find hormone blockers for their kids at 5, 6, and 7 years old. Again, back to medical science for a second. They have so many chemicals and structures that need to be put together in their body that God, and if you don't believe in God, Mother Nature, whatever, came together and said, make it works this way, and they think they're going to stop it from working. And by the way, your wife says, it's brick red. We're both wrong.
Okay. But it ain't pink.
I ain't touching that one. I ain't going near that one. Anyhow.
Thank you, honey. It's not pink. She even brought the Manny Man out of it. She's like, it's brick. Yes.
There you go.
She put the brick in it. Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying? I mean, but parents fall for this stuff because they want their kids to feel good.
Sure. Oh, man. And like the word says, woe to those that don't know good from evil, bitter from sweet, light from dark, man from tran. You know, I keep having to say it, man. But that's where we are, because this is what woke is. I'll remind folks, Joe, we're in the days where, you know, it shows what God was talking about. God's like, man, I'm gonna let you guys. The first thing I'm gonna let you know that I'm gonna let you know about you is that you're a man and that you're a woman. I created you, and that's it. And God's like, watch this. You just wait. People are gonna try to mess with that simple biological truth. And here we are, right? Here we are. And, man, Joe, it's not just a political issue. It's not just a gender issue or a cultural issue or social issue. It's a straight-up spiritual issue. Joe, these people have to be supernaturally, and I hate using the word stupid, I really do. These people are supernaturally stupid. When you could actually look at something like this, and I'm not, and Joe, I don't mean to be condescending, because when you have people who are willfully do this, as opposed to there's people who may not just, I didn't think about it that way because of what they were exposed to first. These people, they're gotten to, and they get brainwashed. But then you have these people who really think that they're so smart and they're just so academic and stuff like that, who really think they've got a lid on this, and these people are willfully evil. And to me, that's stupid.
But the word says that the brilliant are going to be confounded by all of this. They won't be able to accept any of it, you know. And then as far as people being willfully stupid, the Bible also says that they're going to be blinded by Satan, right?
Yeah.
But I've always said the same thing. This sounds a little harsh, but if you're one of those people that, and I'm not saying to be a prepper, but you live in earthquake zone, you live in tornado alley, whatever. If you don't do anything to be prepared. And then you complain later on it's not your fault.
Yeah.
Then you're an idiot. Okay. Yeah. You're just dishonest at best. Okay. Because you know what it takes to be ready. You can't never put gas in your car and then say it's not your fault that the car stalled on the side of the road. It just doesn't work that way.
Right.
Anyway. I'm going to tell you what Jerry Nadler said today, and it should send you through the roof. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. This is for the real side of DC Live. Always a pleasure. That's Joe Rock. Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always a pleasure to have this guy with me. This guy with me. Even though he's wearing peach or something, I don't know. Anyway, I know what your wife said, but she's not under my roof. She's under yours. I don't know what to tell you. I don't have to worry about her. I don't have to worry about her hitting me with a brick in the middle of the night. So, anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. So, how do people get, before we get rolling, you still got to let them know how they get your music, how they get to the Bible study, and that kind of thing.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com in the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, 20-pound sledge. Hope you all come and visit.
I like the 20-pound, but, that conjures up visions of Thor when you talk about the 20-pound sledge. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah.
A big, muscular guy with the blonde hair and a big, big hammer.
Hey, well, this hammer ain't got nothing on the gavel of God, man.
There you go. Yeah,
that's the
real religious on me, dude. You know what I'm
saying? Never get religious. I may get biblical, but I never get religious.
Well, Jerry Nadler gets religious. Let me tell you what. He said that what any religious tradition describes as God's will is no concern of this Congress.
Okay.
Apparently, he's never read any of the letters of our founding fathers. He's never read any of the ledgers of Congress in the early days of the Continental Congress, how they gave glory to God, how they talked about the precepts of Jesus Christ and God, and all of a sudden, Nadler, you know, he reminds me of that. Remember those little toys, the Weebles? Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Right.
Isn't that what he looks like when he wants? Anyway, this is the problem, right? Mm. He says, when men or women claim to be able to choose their own sexual identity, they are making a statement that God did not know what he was doing when he created them.
Okay. Well, it's not... It's pretty typical of these guys to pervert meetings. They do like to switch things around a lot. And you can tell them that the founding fathers, you know, would invoke, you know, God, you know, appealing to the supreme judge in the world and stuff like that. But they'll still, they'll say, well, they were just deists at best. They didn't really believe that Jesus was God or anything like that. And to some degree, you can't say that they all were flat out Christians.
Right.
And there were deists, but not the majority of them. And they like to cherry pick which ones they find to be the least Christian. But that's typical of them, man. They're just fully given over to the imagination. Whether they look at the Bible, whether they look at the Constitution, they take things out that need to be there, or they put things in there that aren't there. And that's just how they do, man. They're perverts in so many sense of the word.
You know. So when you think about it, you made a comment that's so true that people don't realize the man that was probably the least religious of our founding fathers, Benjamin Franklin, you know, the womanizer, right? I mean, you read about him. Probably the least religious man there was the one that got them to finally, when they couldn't come together and get the Constitution together. What they said they spent like 3 days, not 3 days, I'm sorry, they were in there like 10 days. They couldn't come to terms. They were arguing with each other. And he gets up, the guy that doesn't, well, God, okay, whatever. He starts telling them, look, have we forgotten the providence that we had, the intervention we had from the Almighty? I mean, we took on the most powerful navy, and there was no way we could have beat them without God's help. And we're sitting here struggling to try to put this together, yet we haven't turned to him for his guidance. Right, yeah. This is like the atheist of the group almost. And right, they did prayer and fasting for 3 days, and then they put the Constitution together in no time, relatively speaking. So, and Jerry Nadler has just taken all of that and forgotten what took place that day. They all have anyhow. You got to be godless to want the things they want to be, don't you? Godless and soulless.
Absolutely, man. It's that's it. What else can you say about it, man? It's straight up godless.
Oh, it infuriates me. Now, I don't know if you agree with me, but it infuriates me how far we Christians have allowed this government to turn away from God.
Sure,
we've allowed
sure.
it.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, you know, the word says that the fool says in his heart, you know, there is no God. And it's amazing because you have a lot of these fools. And I'm sorry to call them that, but they're fools.
Well, Bible
but
calls these, them fools.
Right?
Go for
you
it.
Know?
Yep.
So, and that being said, you know, a fool can only get so far unless they have help. You know? And unfortunately, Christians are helping them along.
We're putting the noose around things. Our own necks, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. And you try to tell them, you know, and they're just dismissive. Like, look, man, you might not want to do this way. You're helping the enemy. You know, don't help the hand of the wicked. Don't do that. And they just keep on doing it.
Yep. You know, when you think about this, there are approximately 535 voting members of Congress. Okay? What do you think about that? There's 350 million, give or take, people in this country. 80% of the people plus, now I don't believe this number, but let's just say I'm doing what the census says. 80+% of the people claim to be Christians. If half of those people go to church on a regular basis, and if half of those people actually believe in God and country, I'm down to 20 million people. We can't find 535 devout Christians who truly believe and love God to run for these seats and the rest of the people to vote for them to get them in. I'm drinking too much here because I can't make that make sense.
Well, you know, they're out there, Joe, and I guess, you know, there's no excuse because you are saying devout, you know, and solid Christians. Because what I was going to say, man, is that, yeah, but who wants to have their life torn up? You know, just trying to help.
Dude,
you know,
Jesus got his life tore up for us.
Exactly. Exactly. See, that's why I had to stop myself,
go.
You know, no, you're right, though, because I had to stop myself because, you know, but that's the thing. That's why you have good people, man, or decent people. I shouldn't say good people, you know, but decent people who know that their life will get ripped to shreds.
Yep.
You know, just trying to do the right thing. And they're like, man, is it even worth it? You know, say they don't do it.
Is it? Yeah. Again, I say it all the time. Is it worth it? Yeah, it's worth it. What's it? What's it? You know, I have fights with other Christians who want to pick on pastors, pick on other people, and I go, so how many souls have you led to Christ? How many people have you even introduced to Jesus Christ? Let alone, you know, introduced him and they got saved. Seriously, stop talking about what other people are doing and not doing when it comes to, what are you doing? Matter of fact, if you're not into that part of it, then help get the right people voted in locally and state or federally that will actually start turning some of our laws back to what God's law is, what they were meant to be, what our founding fathers wanted them to be.
You know, like, say, for instance, you know, and I've often been asked a lot, almost to a point of irritation, and I don't say that without, you know, being sorry to some degree, but you know, people say you should run for office, and I'm like, why would I do that when we're always saying that government is the problem? Why would I go into government to populate the problem? Our problem isn't the politicians that we have. The problem is the culture. That's where we really need help.
Yep.
And we don't have the cultural representation, Joe, and it's frustrating that you know, too many conservatives, you know, they're frustrated with the government, but they're looking for the government to solve it, or they're looking for some political messiah to come in and fix everything. I'm like, no, we're governed by our consent, and right now we have a culture that does not consent to what you want represented in office. They don't consent to that. They go crazy. We have some cultural fixing to do before we could have a person who can be stable in political office.
But part of this, look at, the Democrats have got it down, and not from a religious standpoint, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They go in and take things over,
mm-hmm.
right? Whether covertly or overtly, they go in there, they take it over, then they get done what they want to get done. We don't do that, and right. We should be doing that as Christians.
Yep.
We should be in there, you know, again, being on a school board, dealing with some other people, seeing some of the changes we can make when we get in there. But to your point, you are 100% correct when you say that, basically, you know, we've got a Christian rank and file that's kind of, I'll say brain dull. I wouldn't even say brain dead. I'm going to say brain dull. Well, I go to church on Sunday. God's not telling me to run for office. Well, are you listening? I mean, are you praying for your 5.5 minutes in the morning and then going, all right, God, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Goodbye. See you. Out the door.
A lot of times, I mean, people they think that, you know, being involved in politics is not like a mandate for Christians. Matter of fact, we're supposed to stay away from it, and that's not true. And some people are wired to do certain things. You know, the Bible lets us know, you know, that there are people who are, you know, to be teachers and people who are to be philanthropists. And I mean, it breaks down all these things that what people will have the talents to be able to do. But the bottom line is that if there's something that you can't do, make sure that you're at least supportive, at least. We have the talent to at least be supportive. And what I want to be able to do is if somebody's going to go into office, it's like, good. I want to be able to do the groundwork to be able to have a constituency and a culture that is able to handle what it is that this person is trying to maintain. Because that's just what they're supposed to do, man, is just maintain our rights, not go in there and write a whole bunch of new ones. But you got a culture that's out there that I demand this and I demand that and I demand this. Yeah. And we got to do our part to say, no, man, it doesn't work that way.
No, you hit it. How about maintaining the rights that God gave us, not government?
Yes.
And that's why our founding fathers put it in that way. That way their government couldn't take it away, or weren't supposed to anyhow. All right, real quick, where can people find you? Quick.
Ron Serpent Media, man. The Zoloft, the Zopium Den, 20 Pound Sledge.
Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side. We'll be back in the next hour. We got Red State reporting back from CPAC 2021. We'll be back in a few minutes.